The Saturday Light Brigade, Sam Dietz, is here with us.
Hello.
And, we should give me a moment here to make some adjustments. There she is. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for being here. Sam, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 17. I'll be 18 in September. I currently go to Shaler Area High School. I'm a junior. I'm looking forward to pursuing like a dramatic writing major after high school. But I don't know. There's a lot that I've been through in my life, and that's kind of where I center my writing and everything around everything I do. And I write poetry, I write plays, I am in the middle of a novel, and the play I'm currently working on is going to be produced at Shaler next year for our first original student run.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's remarkable, I guess, is the word that comes to mind.
Well, thank you.
I know that I think Mr. Shannon is one of the folks that's encouraged you, but I suspect you were writing before you made it to high school, were you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mr. Shannon's creative writing class, I'm taking the second installment next year in my senior year, but I took the first installment my sophomore year in high school. And I wrote for years and years before that. I was always, growing up, my brother was always really into music. So he pushed me, like, write me a song, Sam, write me a song. And I'm not very good at songs, surprisingly. But yeah, so I've been writing literally as far back as I can remember. But I don't know, since I took Mr. Shannon's class, I've been a lot more comfortable with sharing my work because we have what we call share days and we just circle up and you're not forced to, but you're it's pushed, like we want to hear what each other have been working on. So it was a really great experience to actually get used to sharing your work with people and getting it out there. Before, if I wouldn't have took his class, I probably would not be here today. I was so insecure with everything that I wrote about, but as soon as I took that class, the first day we shared what we wrote, everyone was like, wow.
Do you think once you graduate, you're probably going to miss Share Day, I would think.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What will you do to replace it?
I mean, I recently joined an online poetry community called HelloPoetry.com, and I post frequently on there, but I don't know. Now I'm more open to sharing with like my friends, my boyfriend, my brothers, my family. So I'll never stop, you know, I'll never stop trying to get out there and just writing, whether it's to pursue it as a career or not, it's always going to be one of my passions.
We were talking with Sam about her writing and her poetry, and here you've got why do people say a triple threat? They should say like a triple treat or something. You know, I was going to say you've got a playwright, a novelist, a poet, not a songwriter, but somebody who's written creatively in lots of different forms. And I know you brought a couple poems to share. And I'd like you to share them. If you need to introduce them in any way, feel free, but I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, the first poem I will be sharing is called All That I Have Left. Wrote it about a month ago. My scars are footprints, pressed in the smooth sand, fading, salted by the tears of the ocean, but persistent against the tide. My map has been drawn by leaves in the wind, blowing, following the path of the broken, but offering no place to hide. My heart plays a song with a slow tempo, beating, calling to the strong souls still hoping, but unheard by the ones who cry. So follow the footprints if you trace my skin. Use my map as a guide if I can't let you in. Listen to my song if my words aren't my friend, and I will love you with all that I have left.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's Really? When did you write that? How long ago?
About a month and a half ago. It wasn't too long at all.
And did you labor at it? Or do you remember the context when you were working on it?
Well, surprisingly with that one, I don't know. It wasn't really one of the pieces that I had to sit down and try to figure out. It just kind of flowed very nicely. I just got, like, hit in the face with inspiration one day, and it just – that was the product. And it's one of the poems that I'm very, very proud of.
I don't want you to do this if it's uncomfortable, but was it a particular – situation or observation that inspired you? I think we should just appreciate writing itself without really digging too deep. But I'm just curious how you get inspired, and so maybe even from a general standpoint, not mm-hmm. specifically about the poem, if you want to answer it more generally.
Well, I'm okay with answering any questions, but with All That I Have Left specifically, I had just recently kind of embarked on a new journey, a new relationship with a guy that I'm very happy with, but previous relationships weren't so great, and I feel as though there were way, way too many young females and even young males that go through things that are so serious and so traumatic in their lives that they just feel torn down and broken, and even go as far as to harm themselves or harm the people around them. And with this one, it was more or less written directly to Jay, which is my boyfriend. But it was kind of just like a little letter to him, because there's points where it's definitely hard to let people in after certain things that you go through, and I wanted to assure him with this that I'm here, you know, and I'm not going anywhere, but it's going to be a little rough.
All right. That's great clarity. Do you find when you write that you sometimes end up somewhere you didn't expect?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially in Mr. Ben Shannon's class, the way his class worked was he didn't give us specific things to write about. He wrote one word on the board, and that was on our prompt, and we could interpret that in any way we could. And I remember one of the most outstanding poems I think I've ever written was it started as a poem, and then it kind of turned into a flash fiction. But he wrote the words "first snow" on the board. And at first, I started writing a poem about, like, the awakening of winter and all the cold and how people look at it so dreary, and meanwhile it's so beautiful. But it ended up actually just doing a 180, and it turned into a flash fiction of a girl that got kidnapped, and she was locked in this house with this man for like 7 years, and she finally broke out. And when she walked outside, it was snowing. And that was actually one of the first bits of inspiration for my novel.
Wow. That's incredible. This is going to be our last chance to talk before you share another poem. What's next for you, do you think?
In the spring of 2016, like I said, I will be producing the first student-run original play at Shaler.
That's exciting.
I'm so excited for that. But after high school, as far as I know right now, I have two options that I'm leaning towards, and one of which would be to attend the Conservatory of Point Park, majoring in stage and theater management, and with a minor in English creative writing, or go to SCAD, which is the Savannah College of Art and Design down in Georgia, for a dramatic writing major.
Wow, those are both great places. Are you waiting to hear from them?
Oh, no, I'm a junior. I haven't applied yet.
I'm sorry.
I still have to take SATs.
I was thinking you were a year ahead already. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Have you been to Savannah?
No, not yet.
It's a beautiful.
I just found it online about a week and a half ago. I was in my drama elective, and I was talking with my teacher, and we were browsing through the internet, and we stumble upon it, and it's just It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful city. You weren't a Girl Scout, were you?
No.
It's the found. That's where Girl Scouts was founded.
But really?
I was going to say, if you were, you could like beg somebody in your family to take you there because it's the Girl Scouts. but it's a gorgeous city. Sam Dietz is who you're hearing, and I hope you have enjoyed hearing her poetry. If you want to comment on it, you can send us something, and we'll send it to her. We'd be happy to, and I hope we'll have her back, too. Is there anything else you wanted to say before you share your final poem?
Not really. Just a little shout-out to my parents, who are hopefully listening, if they could find the radio station, my boyfriend, and my incredible group of friends that are the best support system in the world.
Well, we'll make sure that you get a link to a on-demand version of this that you can listen to and share, too. So here again with another poem, Sam Dietz.
This is Head High. The pain in her eyes won't subside. She fell in love with the devil and chose to believe all of his lies. She took a blade to her thighs. Black skinny jeans acted as a mask, for her wrists would not hide. She feels empty as her soul cries, though her dark makeup will not run because her pink cheeks remain dry. She can't stop asking herself why he held a photo of a heart but lacked a beating one inside. Now she wishes him a long life. One day he'll see what he gave up, and she'll walk past him with her head held high.
Sam Dietz. Remember that name. I think you're going to hear a lot from her, unless she chooses a pseudonym, which I doubt, because she's an honest, clear writer. Thank you, Sam,
Thank
for
you.
Being with us.